We now continue with our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos with lesson number 22, and we begin the sixth perek, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Until now, we have been studying various types of Shavuos, which are oaths which a person makes of his own accord or in response to a claim by a toveya, a plaintiff. Now, we will turn our attention to those oaths, those shvuos, which are imposed upon the person by a beis din. Excuse me, the court imposes these shvuos upon someone. By way of introduction, there are three types of shvuos which beis din imposes upon a person, and which therefore go by the name of Shavuos Hadayonim, oaths imposed by judges. The first category is a Shvua min HaTorah, a Shvua which the Torah requires. This is in a situation, several situations. One possibility of a Shvua min HaTorah is a Moda B'Miktzas. I come and claim that you owe me $100, and you say that you only owe me 50. In that case, the Torah says, we'll study which pasuk says that, you have to swear that you do not owe me 100, but only 50. Or another example of a shvua min HaTorah is if I ask you, do me a favor and watch my watch, and you claim the watch was lost, you agree that I entrusted it to you, you're a shomer chinam, I'm not paying you for it, I just ask you as a favor, please take care of my watch, and now it's gone, it's lost, and I can come to you and say, no, I don't believe it's lost, I think that you have it hidden away somewhere. So therefore you, the shomer, the guard or guardian of the watch, has to swear that indeed the watch was lost, in which case you're exempt, shomer chinam is exempt from Geneva Vaveda. Or another example of a Shvuah min HaTorah is if I come to you and say that you owe me $100, you say no, I can't bring two witnesses, but I have one witness, an Eid Echad, who will come and say, yeah, I know that he lent you $100. So one witness can obligate the Nitpa, the defendant in this case, to swear that indeed he does not owe the $100. These are examples of a shvua min HaTorah. There's another category, which is a shvua min Rabbanon, but it was a shvua which was instituted in the time of the Mishnah. We'll study about that in the seventh perek. This is called Shavuas HaMishnah. There's a third category, and that is Shavuas Hesis, a shvua which is imposed upon a person and was imposed in the historic era of the Gemara, not of the Mishnah, in a still later time. As we will study, there is a shvuas heses imposed upon a person by the Chachamim in the time of the Gemara, even against the Kofar HaKol. So min HaTorah, if I come and say, you owe me $100, and you say, I only owe you 50, min HaTorah, you have to swear. But the Rabbanon imposed a Shavuos Hesis, which means if I come and claim against you $100, you owe me $100, and you say, I owe you nothing, the Rabbanon say, okay, swear that you owe him nothing. That's called a Shavuos Hesis. We will be studying about these matters in detail. There are many differences between these three categories, the Shavuos HaTorah, the Shavuos HaMishnah, and the Shavuos Hesis. One interesting difference is that the first two categories, the Shavuos HaTorah and the Shavuos HaMishnah, are done when the person is holding on to a Sefer Torah or some other holy object like tefillin. It's called Nikitas Chefetz. As you swear, you hold in your hands the Chefetz, the holy object, the Sefer Torah. In the case of a Shavuos Hesis, in other words, a Shavuah which the court imposes against the person who is kofer hakol, who says, I owe you nothing, and min HaTorah would not have to swear, but min Rabbanon has to swear, when that person swears, he does not have to hold on to a Sefer Torah at the time. There is no Nikitas Chefetz, holding on to the object, the sacred object, in the case of a Shavuos Esses. All of this is by way of background. The Gemara begins, the Mishnah begins, by describing the basics of the basic elements of a mode b'miktsas, of a situation where I say you owe me 100, you say you owe me only 50, and you have to swear min ha-Torah about the other 50 that I claim and you deny. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Shvuas ha-dayonim, when it comes to this type of shvua imposed by the court against a mode b'miktsas, a person who partially confesses, it's only true if Hata'ano shtei chesef, if the claim I get made against you is for a minimum of two mo'os, mem, ayin, hey, is a denomination of a coin. Two coins, a claim has to be the value of two mo'os of kesef. Mo'os, mem, ayin, vav, sof. A mo'o is two mo'os are one third of a dinar. There are six mo'os in a dinar. There are four dinrim in a sela. A sela has four dinrim. A dinar has six mo'os. There is thus 24 mo'os in a sela. And two mo'os are one third of a dinar. So the claim has to be for at least that amount. And the confession has to be at least a pruto's worth. There are 32 prutos in a mo'o. So there are 64 prutos in two mo'os. Now, in the Gemara, there is a fundamental machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean, hatano shtei kesef? Rav says, kfiras hatano shtei kesef. That which is denied by the nitba has to be worth two kesef, two mo'os, 64 prutos. Meaning, the nitba, the person who is moda b'miktsas, has to say, I confess I owe you X, Y, Z, but I deny that I owe you, plug in the gap, at least two mo'os of kesef. So the kafira has to be, the denial has to be of a value of two mo'os kesef or more. The hodah, the miktsas, the little bit which is confessing that he does owe, cannot be less than a pruta. This is Rav's opinion, in which case the tevia, the claim here, is for at least two mo'os plus one pruto. 65 prutos is the minimum claim. Then, if the nitba agrees, I owe you a pruto, but I don't owe you two mo'os, 64 prutos, then the laws of shvua of a modem of miktsas kick in. This is Rav's opinion. Shmuel disagrees and says, Tana atzmo shtei kesef. The claim is two kesef, two mo'os kesef. Meaning the claim is 64 prutos. So he claims 64 prutos, two mo'os kesef. And the nitba says, I owe you one pruto. I deny owing you 63 other prutos. Then that's the situation according to Shmuel. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Rambam follows Rav, but we'll try to explain both opinions as the Mishnah plays out. V'yem'ein ha-hodoh mimin hatana potu. The hodoh has to be mimin hatana. I have to come and say, you owe me 100 bushels of wheat, and you have to say, no, I only owe you 10 bushels of wheat, I don't owe you 100. That's mimin hatana. I'm claiming wheat, you're admitting to wheat. Ketzat, what would be an example of this? Not in the case of wheat. There it's easy. I claim wheat and you say, yes, I owe you barley. That's shalomi min hatana. You're not confessing to what I'm claiming. That's easy. But what about in the case of money, of coins, ancient coins? Now, ketzat, shtei kesef li biyodcha. I say that you owe me two mo'os of kesef. Kesef is silver. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. And you respond that you only owe me a pruta. A pruta is copper. Potter. So in such a case, you're exempt from a shvuas moda b'miktzas. I'm claiming two ma'os of silver. You're agreeing to one pruta of copper. There's no moda b'miktzas shvua in this situation. Why? According to Rav, simple. Because you never denied the amount equal to the minimum amount of the kfira. The minimum amount of the kfira, according to Rav, is shtei ma'os kesef. You're only denying 63 prutos, which is shtei ma'os kesef minus a pruta. So therefore, doesn't qualify in moda miktas. There's no kfira for two ma'os kesef. The kfira is on two ma'os kesef minus a pruta. Shmuel says, no, that's not what we're talking about here at all. The kfira can be on less than two ma'os kesef, as long as the claim is for two ma'os kesef. The problem here is another one. It's shalomi min hatana. The claimer, the claimant, the toveya, is asking for silver. The respondent, the defendant, nitpa, is saying, I admit to copper. So he's claiming silver, he's admitting to copper. It's ta'ano b'chitim v'hodalo b'sorim. I'm claiming wheat, you're admitting to barley. There's no moda b'miktzas in such a situation. That's how Shmuel would understand this scenario. The Mishnah continues. Shtei chesef ufruto li biyodcha. Suppose I come with a claim, the Toveh has a claim, you owe me two mo'os kesef, and one pruta. So, and you respond, Nitpa responds, Ein lecha biyodi ela pruta, all I owe you is a pruta. So in this case, this does qualify as a moda b'miktzas, and you are, the Nitpa is chayav a shvua. Now here, Rav would say, here, of course, it's a kfira of two ma'os kesef. The Toveya wants two ma'os kesef plus a pruta. You're admitting to a pruta, but you're denying a full two ma'os kesef. So the kafira is for two ma'os kesef. It qualifies as a moda b'miktzas with a kafira of two ma'os kesef. Shmuel would say, this is a situation where I say, the nitaveya says, the toveya says, you owe me silver and copper. And you say, I admit to the copper, not to the silver. This would be to'ano chitim b'sorim. I say you owe me wheat and barley, and you agree hodalo b'sorim. You agree you owe me barley. That would be mimin hataina. The taina was for silver and barley. For wheat and barley. In this case, for silver and copper. The hodor was for one of the two. That does qualify as a moda b'miktzas, says Shmuel. It would be Shmuel's understanding of this Mishnah. Suppose mana li biyodcha. I come and say you owe me $100. And you respond, Ein lecha biyodi, I owe you zero. Potter, there's no hodor b'miktzas. And min hatorah, there is no shvua. There is a shvua heses. We'll get to that later. But no shvua min hatorah. No shvua hadayonim of moda b'miktzas. There's no moda b'miktzas. He says, I owe you nothing. Mana li biyodcha, suppose the toveya says, you owe me $100. I have $100 by you. And the nitba responds, Ein lecha biyodi ela chamishim dinar. I only owe you 50. That's a classic case of moda b'miktzas chayav. Here we refer to the pasuk in Pashas Mishpotim, psukim in Pashas Mishpotim, Shmos Perek Chav Beis psukim zayin and ches. I suggest you look in the chumash and look at these psukim, which read, Im lo yimtzu haganov v'nikrav balabayis el ho Elohim. If the thief is not found, etc. Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al sel, salmo, al kol avedo, asher yomar ki huze. If the nitba says ki huze, this is it. Chazal understand this is it is something that the nitba is saying. And the nitba is saying, you're asking me, you tell me, I have five of your sheep. This sheep here, this one, is one that I owe you, nothing more. Well, that's moda b'miktzas. And then the consequence of that is, v'nikrav balabayis elokim, you go to elhu elohim, you go to the court, you go and swear. All right, so the Mishnah just explained, Kofar HaKol is Potter, Modem Mikzas is Chayev, Vishvua Min HaTorah, V'Nikrav Baal HaBayis El Ho Elohim. Mone Le'abo B'Yotcha. So suppose Tovea says, you owe Papa $100. Papa's dead. Daddy died. And I know that you owed him $100. I'm claiming that $100. So now, this is not a Tanas Vadai. A son doesn't know for sure what the father's business is all about. So the son at most can make a claim here, I'm 99% sure that father lent you $100 and you never paid him back. So it's not a Tanas Vadai, it's only a Tanas Sofik. It's not a definite claim, it's only a probable claim. I think that father lent you $100 and you owe it to him. And father died. Now I'm coming to you. The Nitba says, Ein lo biyodi ela chamishim dinar. You're right, I do owe your father money, but not 100, only 50. Potur. In such a case, the person who, the Nitba, does not have to swear a modu b'miktsa shvua. Why? B'mneishu k'meishiv aveda. Because it's like he's returning a lost object. Here it's interesting. Suppose I lose my wallet. In my wallet it's $500. I come to you. You come to me and say, hey, I found your wallet. Here it is. And I take it. Oh, thank you so much. I was worried. I have my credit cards, my phone numbers, my everything in there, my library card, my social security card, everything, AAA card. I'm sorry, I got it back. And then I open it up, and lo and behold, in the cash compartment, there's only $100. I say, what? There was $500 here. So you, in this case, are a modem and mixas. I'm claiming a wallet with $500 in it, and you're admitting to having found a wallet with $100 in it. Would you have to swear in such a case? So the Gemara says, no way. Because every person who returned a lost object would have to swear that he returned the entire contents of that lost object. Nobody would return an Aveda. You'd leave this whole wallet in the street and say, the heck with it, because all I know is that he's going to drag me into court and say that there was stuff in the wallet that's not there anymore, and I have to swear I'm not going to get bothered, etc. So therefore, to avoid that, we say, a Meshiv Aveda, a person who returned a lost object, does not have to swear Moda B'miktsas. If the guy who lost the wallet says there was $500 in it, and you say there's only $100 in it, you don't have to swear. Now, this case here, when the person says that you owe Daddy Olav Hashalom $100, and you say only 50, you're a Meshiv Aveda. Because if you would say, Daddy, he's dead, go revive him, resurrect him from the cemetery, and we'll deal with it. You have no proof that I owe your father anything. So if I don't say that, but I say, yeah, it's true, I owe your father money, but only 50, I am a Meshiv Aveda. It's a lost object as far as you're concerned. When I return 50, I'm doing you a big favor. I'm returning to you an object that otherwise would be lost. And the Meshiv Aveda is exempt from a Shvua. So in this scenario of Monali Abba B'Yadacha, there is no Shvuas Moda B'Miktsas. Now we move on to Mishnah number 2, Mishnah Beis. If the Toveya says, Monali B'Yadacha, you owe me $100, 100 dinrim. And the Nitba says, Bifnei Edim. The Nitba says, in the presence of two witnesses, Hain, yes, indeed, I owe you $100. That was Monday. Tuesday, the Toveya says, okay, yesterday you confessed in the presence of Edim that you owe me $100. Now, that was yesterday, Monday. Now, today, Tuesday, pay me. And you say, Nesativloch, I paid you. An hour after the Edim left, after I said, yes, I owe you $100, I wrote you a check, I gave you $200 bills and finished. I paid you. Potur, in such a case, the Nitba is exempt from a Shvua of a Moda B'Miktsas because he's not Moda B'Miktsas. He's Kofar HaKol. He says, I paid you everything. He would be obligated in the Shvuas Heses Medrabbonon, but we're not there yet. The Shvuah min HaTorah Moda B'Miktsas, this is a Kofar HaKol. Suppose the Nitba comes along on Tuesday and doesn't say, yes, I owe you, and I know, I confessed yesterday in front of Edom that I owe you, but I paid you subsequently. Instead of that, on Tuesday, the Nitba says, Ein lecha b'yadi, I never borrowed $100 from you, ever. Then Chayav, then the Nitba must pay. Because yesterday he confessed. And he can swear up and down today that he doesn't owe the money. He's huchzak kafron. He already, in the presence of witnesses, confessed to owing money. He can't come along the next day and say, I don't owe you money. What are you, a liar? You confessed yesterday in front of two witnesses. By the way, it depends here on various variables, which we won't go into, whether it's before Bezdin, not before Bezdin. But the Gemara explains that if, when on Monday, the Nitba confessed in front of witnesses that he owes the Toveya money, and the Toveya said, okay, you're my witnesses, then and only then is he obligated and can never again deny owing the money. Otherwise, he might very well have to be able to deny owing the money, because he can say, if there's no witnesses around, or if the Toveya did not say, you are official witnesses, then he could say, sure, I said I owe you money. It was just to fool around with you. I wasn't serious. But once the Toveya says, do you owe me money? And you owe me money. And these two fellows here, Reuben and Shimon, will be my witnesses. And you owe me money. And you say, yes, I owe you money in front of witnesses who have been designated as witnesses. Then you can never weasel your way out and say, I wasn't serious. The Mishnah continues, Monali biyodcha. If I say, Toveya says, you owe me $100. Omar lo, and the Nitba says, hey, I owe you. And I say to you, fine, you're confessing to me that you owe me money. Al titnehu li elo be'edim. Don't repay me, never pay me back unless you pay me back in the presence of witnesses. Meaning, on today, on Monday, I say to you, I'm standing here in the presence of Reuven and Shimon, and you're confessing in front of them that you owe me money. I am hereby telling you in the presence of these witnesses that when you repay me tomorrow or whenever, I want you to repay me only in the presence of witnesses. Then lemochor omar lo, then tomorrow, if a Toveya comes and says, Tenehuli, nu, give me the money. And the Nitma says, Nesativ loch, I already gave you the money. He's not believed. Chayav. B'mnei shetzorach liten lo be'edim. You were told, Mr. Nitba, in the presence of witnesses, to only repay the Toveya, the Malva, the lender, in the presence of witnesses, you must do so. And you can't come along today and say that you paid him not in the presence of witnesses. You were bound to pay him by witnesses. You committed to it, in a sense. And therefore, if you say otherwise, you say you paid him back, and it was not in the presence of witnesses, you have to pay. And so we have finished the first and second Mishnayos, lesson number 22 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos.